This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Should we hit some headlines?
Try to stop me. Yeah.
Oh,
let's
do it.
Okay. News me.
Well, first up, according to Insider, Jennifer Coolidge said she had an incredible view while filming Shotgun Wedding with J-Lo and Josh Duhamel, who is here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we can actually ask him. Dominican Republic, and she, they all apparently shared a house together. Again, we're gonna ask Josh for deets. But Jennifer claims that her view was of Lenny Kravitz's balcony, where she could, quote, see everything. And my brain goes straight to everything. Where does yours go,
Rossi? Oh, it goes to everything. It does. I like to think that if I were looking into his balcony, that I wouldn't look. I like to think I wouldn't look. I would look. Wouldn't you look, everybody? Yeah. Would you take a peek?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like also, I don't know Lenny Kravitz at all, but he gives off that vibe that he would be totally cool about all of it.
Yeah. Like if he caught you looking, he'd be like, hey.
Exactly.
How you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, hi.
In my fantasy, Lenny Kravitz doesn't mind.
Totally.
Okay.
All right, next. This is interesting. People reports one dad is going viral for letting his family know that their group text was stressing him out.
I love this
story.
Yeah,
Allison D'Orazio posted a screenshot of her dad Thomas's text, which read in part, quote, I can't keep up with the pressure of always having to LOL, or like our heart, everyone's random thoughts, pics, and amusements. I can't live with this pressure. I'm out. Allison says her dad hasn't yet officially left the group text, but he may have, like, muted it because they haven't heard from him. And this goes to that whole group text etiquette. Are you a big group texter?
It's the only thing I do. I'm Mrs. Group Text. Uh-huh. I don't have email, and then all of my business is on group text. And that way, everybody is communicating. One felt swoop. Tickety-boo.
Totally. But I will say it is a tad annoying when you get like a buzz every time someone thumbs up or hearts it. Like, can't we do something about that?
I not only agree with you, I wish we could strip it away. Don't heart something. I don't care if you love it. But the reason I also love group texting and not emails is for Giphies. Because Giphies just say everything.
Yeah, if you text something to Drew, she's gonna send like Garfield doing this to you back with hearts around it.
So if you wanna send a Giphy to the group chat,
you're fine.
You may do so, but please do not heart and thumbs up. Does anyone else feel this way? Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys feel that way too?
I find them very annoying, especially during the middle of the night when you have people in different time zones. So that all of a sudden your phone is going off in a different time zone somewhere else in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Sue.
Sue, Thank you.
Thank you,
Sue. Thank you.
All right, next up, this is going viral. The New York Post reports one woman is going viral on TikTok for admitting she wears her pajamas multiple times without washing them. Take a look at what everybody's talking about.
I've worn these, like, 3 nights in a row. So I need to know if, like, as adults, we're still doing that, or should I be literally making dirty clothes every single night?
Rossi, what do you think?
You know, this might surprise you, but I'm fine with it. And I know I'm pretty uptight about germy things usually, but I feel like if it's not touching your privates, it's not touching your feet, and it's not touching strangers on the street, you can wear it like 3 nights in a row.
Okay, well, that was going to be my question. Is she wearing underwear or not?
What?
That changes everything,
that
right?
That changes everything.
Yeah.
But she doesn't say it in the video.
Uh-huh. Now, do you...
And I don't wear underwear when I sleep. You should see I'm sleeping and you won't whoop. It's sad.
Oh, I wear underwear. I'm naked and afraid of seeing myself naked. That's my...
Not with those legs, Matthews. Well, not with those legs.
Yeah, I don't know, but it does determine whether it's grody or not, how much of your body is
up
on it.
I'm missing the most important question or answer. No underwear, you should wash it. Some underwear, who cares? Wear it for a few days.
All right, finally, Drew, this story is interesting. You found it. If you find yourself constantly oversharing or over-explaining... There's a science behind that. Anyone guilty of it? Yes. Well, in an excerpt from Dan Lyon's book, The Power of Keeping Your Mouth Shut in an Endlessly Noisy World, great title, published by Time, Dan details his journey as a recovering talkaholic, including learning that talkaholism is an actual chemical imbalance, the same as any other addiction. And he trained his brain to talk less and listen more. He found himself happier and less anxious. And he also points out powerful people like CEO Tim Cook and Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg were well known for letting awkward pauses hang. Drew?
I'm so afraid of this syndrome.
Yeah.
Because I know I have it.
I think I do it because I'm not good with silence. You know, like even in an Uber, I'm talking, and I'm learning, and I'm sharing. The one thing I'm not doing is shutting up, you know? And why is that? Do we just want to make everything better? Is that it?
I mean, I like conversing with people. Like, when you talk about an Uber, like, I converse, too. Like, that's maybe being a conversationalist and, like, in love with human beings. My problem is that I'll make a point, and then I'll drive that point home until I literally reach the Earth's crust.
I know, I so relate, I'm so laughing. You know who, I actually started thinking about this because my husband Wellington said to me, he quoted something I said back to him, and I go, I said that? I talk so much, I don't remember. And he goes, well, I actually value your words. I wish that you did. And I'm just blabbing, you know? I don't even think about it. But like, what if we really listened to what we said and were intentful all the time?
Oh, God.
That is the best response.
When we talk to Josh Duhamel next and get all the juicy deets for him. Oh, and I have a surprise for him. Okay, come right back.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Welcome back. Our next guest stars in one of the hottest action rom-coms. I want to emphasize action. It's like a really interesting genre. I really love it. It's called Shotgun Wedding. Take a look.
I don't want you to panic when I tell you what I'm about to tell you. Your grenade doesn't have a pin.
What does that mean? What? Was it, is it going to explode?
No. Hold it exactly how you're holding it. Good, good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That pin holds the handle on, but when you let go of the grenade, the handle pops off, which lights the fuse, and the whole thing goes boom.
How do you know so much about grenades?
Video games.
Like such a cool person.
Really?
Yes. And the more layers I peel back about you, you just seem like such a good, cool, fun, rad person.
That's very sweet. You're very sweet. You're very sweet. Just don't peel back any more layers.
Okay.
You're good right where
I'll
you
stop.
Are.
Well, but listen, I'm okay. Okay. First of all, we were talking in the news really quickly about Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
I'll just get straight to the point. I think she was staring at Lenny's everything.
He's a very handsome man. I mean,
is he free? He seems like he would just walk around naked without like an issue.
You know, I was mostly concerned about what Lenny was going to be like, because to me he is such a rock star.
Yeah.
And Lenny is
literally.
He is truly. I mean, he's an incredibly nice dude.
Is it true Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz. They, like, stayed in a house together?
Well, no, this is the way it went. It was Cheech, Jennifer, Desmond, Callie, Darcy, Sonia Braga, the whole cast. They put me in a house, and they put Jen in her own house.
Okay.
So I didn't get to hang out. They had, like, a dorm situation going on. Like, a beautiful dorm, like, the most beautiful dorm you've ever seen.
And you went there.
Wine dinners every night.
And, like, Lenny was
playing.
Lenny
come down and play music. Yeah, and I had to sit home by myself. But I think they're probably smart to leave us, you know, to leave me. And I would have just had too much
fun. They were like,
fun.
You two need your beauty sleep.
Yeah, it was truly one of the most gratifying experiences I've ever had on a movie. Everything about it was one of my best experiences.
And I think that's paying off because everybody's talking about the movie. There are 23 rom-coms being made this year.
Really? About time.
Yeah,
maybe
right?
We can do one time.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that at all. Okay, I want to be on one of your vacations with your buddies. You sent in a video. I'm so in love with this vacation or this moment. Is it true? There's ice and a sauna. That's my setup. What do you guys do?
Well, it's not really a vacation. It's kind of my. I have a cabin. I spend half my time out in the woods, deep in the woods in Minnesota.
Another reason I love you.
I truly, it's my happy place. And one of the things we do in the winter is, you know, snowmobile and ice fish and ice plunge. So what's happened over the last couple of years is people around the lake know about it. It's become like this tradition to bring in the new year. People jump in that ice hole. And I have a wood-burning sauna right next to it. So you get in there first, then you get in the ice, and then you get back in the sauna.
It just sounds like so much fun.
It really is.
Okay, speaking of a beautiful way to put things, will you tell me about the proposal that that you did, which is, again, where does it end?
Well,
with
this
you?
Was, I mean, I wish I could say that I'm usually this romantic, but this was this was one of my best.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really proud of this one. So one morning I was sitting there and I was like, okay, tonight's the night. I think I got to do it tonight. And I just thought, okay, we're going to do, there's a beautiful little sandbar at Little Palm Island is where we stayed. And I had this idea to do this, like, what if I put like a message in a bottle that rolled up? And I went up to the concierge, asked if they had an old wine bottle. They did. Took some stationery from the hotel, burned the edges. I had it all timed out with the concierge so that we're going to be out at 5:15 for dinner. I need you to go put it like 5:14, have the bottle in there so we can walk out. It's just rolling up to the thing. And that's when she found the bottle, and that's when I asked her to marry me. And it worked.
This layer in, you are also, you make a mean lasagna, apparently.
I make two things. I make really good ribs and I make really good lasagna. And lasagna was literally out of necessity from college.
I was going to say, you learned to do it in college.
This is like it's not a fancy recipe at all.
But will
it's
you
so good.
Teach it to us?
I'll gladly teach it
all
to
right,
you.
All right, when we get back, John's going to teach us.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Special recipe that he's perfected. We love you for so many reasons, mm-hmm. and I say your, you know, many layers that I've been peeling back, each one more delightful than the next.
Yep.
And speaking of layers, you make a lasagna.
I do. I made this up in college, and I still make it. That is a bit of an art. Again, I'm not much of a cook, but I'm going to show
you
how I make this one. Brown the turkey. I try to make it as healthy as possible. And then I grab a tomato sauce from the grocery store. And then I pour the tomato sauce in there. So this is what we do. We don't have any noodles, but let's pretend these are.
Oh, by the way, these are no bake noodles.
I do a one layer down here like that. Let me just bring this over here.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
So I'd go like that. And then I would do my next layer would be this, but I would mix my olives with my cottage cheese. And I mix all that together. It's just like gives it a little creamy sort of thing. Again, I made this in college, but I do that. I do a layer of this.
Mmm.
On top. Oh, and then I put another layer of this on.
The no-bake noodle.
No-bake noodle. And then because this is like Mexican blend, this is like a cheddar and a mozzarella, I believe. It's whatever you can get. It's called Mexican blend at the grocery store. And a mozzarella. And I mix them together. And I put my first layer
Jack
of cheese on
cheddar.
There. Okay, so there's that. Then you do another one of these. Just sort of repeat. Spread it on top. So
Love
it should
it.
Be like a nice little layer of cottage cheese on there. Okay, there we go. And that's it. And that's what I would do. I just make this two layers.
And then
throw that thing in the oven. I would bake it for like until it's browned like this at 375.
I mean, that looks good.
Yeah. Should we get in there and try it? Oh, and then my garlic toast.
Oh, wait.
White bread with butter and Lowry salt. I'm such a chef. All right, there we go.
Right? We're not tasting this.
All right.
It is so good. Now, since we like you so much, after researching you and deep diving on you and learning what a good person you are and how fun and cool and lovely you are, we have so much love for you, and your home state of North Dakota has a lot of love for you. And 10 years ago, you got inducted into the Scandinavian American Hall of Fame.
I did.
In honor of your 10th anniversary of that moment. And you fundraised for them. You raised over $1 million when they needed it most.
Oh, my hometown got flooded.
That's right. So please take a look. There's a little surprise for you.
Hey, Josh, Senator John Hoeven here.
Hoeven.
Congratulations on 10 years in the Scandinavian American Hall of Fame. You are truly a worthy representative. Many good deeds on behalf of your home community and our state. We thank you and wish you the very best.
Aww. John Hoeven is from my hometown.
I know, he's a big deal. And then
That's
he wanted
so
to give
sweet.
You this plaque as well.
The Norse Coos Fest.
Yeah, in North Dakota.
The Norse Coos Fest. This is, I love it.
See, you're a good person.
Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. Stop so letting us streaming sweet. Tomorrow on Prime Video. We'll
you.
All be there. And we'll be back with a fun little surprise for our studio audience. Congratulations.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
All right, we're back with In a Minute. As a mom of two girls, I always want them to know how powerful being a girl is. And I want to spread that message to little girls everywhere. So I teamed up with one of my nearest and dearest, the phenomenal Savannah Guthrie. And we created a new preschool animated series that's premiering on Netflix January 30th. It's called Princess Power. It is based on Savannah's 2 best-selling, and I do mean number 1, New York Times, both books. New York Times bestsellers. Here's a sneak peek.
The Charm Alarm! Kira needs us. Come on, Fussy.
All right, these stories are a celebration of girl power and self-expression. It challenges all gender stereotypes in the name of individuality, showing girls that it's not how they look but what they do that matters. And these books that Savannah made, it was just such an honor to turn it in to a television show. And so Savannah and Allison, her co-writer, sent over copies of Princess Wears Pants and Princesses Save the World for everyone in the audience. So thank you so much to Savannah and Allie. We make this show for you, so take it with you, everybody. Thank you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Start your mornings right with the same mug as seen on The Drew Barrymore Show. Take 20% off at checkout with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Drew Barrymore products with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com.